This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ecologists are trying to save Pando, the world's largest living organism, consisting of 47,000 male quaking aspens, by building a fence around it to stop animals from eating it. There are now 23 countries that offer citizenship in return for an investment commitment. There are 322,000 refugees in Germany seeking work, but only 54 have been hired by one of Germany's 30 largest companies. Only one nuclear reactor has been built in the United States in the last 20 years. A study by Richard Heed finds that 90 companies contributed 63% of the greenhouse gases emitted globally between 1751 and 2010, with half of those emissions taking place after 1988. A team of researchers scoured the wilds of northern Alaska for Bombus polaris, a big bee that has adapted to the cold and might be able to teach them more about the effects of climate change. Billy Bush, cousin of the former president, was suspended from the Today Show. The executive in charge of the network's morning show said NBC was deeply troubled by the video of Bush and Donald Trump speaking graphically and lewdly about women. Saudi bombing of a funeral in Yemen, killing 100 people, may have crossed a line that could impact the future of that war. An immigrant in New York has had his work permit revoked, is suing on a claim that the Texas federal judge's halt of Obama's executive order deferring deportation should not extend past Texas. A mugwump is a Republican who rejected the party's candidate in 1884 in order to vote for Grover Cleveland, the Democrat. The Republican candidate, James G. Blaine, was a former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and seen by many, especially moral and business leaders, as corrupt and overly ambitious. The World Food Program, a UN agency, is launching the largest ever humanitarian aid project financed by the European Union at $390 million in Turkey to benefit 1 million refugees. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.